So there's a reported increase in tainted drugs in the region, I take it. Is that right?
That's correct.
What are you seeing? What are you experiencing and your medics out on the road? What are they running into?
Well, we're seeing all kinds of different tainted drugs that are presently, all the recreational street drugs. We're seeing that crack is being tainted with opiates, as well as even hash. There has been an increased opiate poisoning call volume in the last week, and it has been increasing in the last month and a half. So we're trying to make the public aware of everything that's going on and the possibility of what's in the product that's out on the street. We want to ensure and ensure that everyone's safe and reduce those stigmas, because we have to remember that these are people. They're people suffering with addictions, substance use disorder, and the main stigma that we need to try and address is that they're people. They're people with an unfortunate issue, and they're not necessarily bad people. And that's what people, you know, the public needs to be aware of, and the naysayers on social media, what have you. Just because someone suffers with an addiction doesn't mean that they're a bad person.
Yeah, it's just a different version of people battling other diseases, like, I don't know, cancer, heart disease, whatever.
That's right. It's a medical problem, and it's something that we can treat.
So your warning, I take it, is directed mainly at those people who are using these illicit drugs. But does the message get through to them?
Well, I'm hopeful that it does. We can't force anybody to do anything, and we want them to try and do the best thing that's possible for them. And it is a struggle. It's something that they deal with every day, and every minute of every day. So I just want people to know that we're there for them, to help them with their struggles. And there are many services out there that we can, get them in the right direction and point them towards getting healthy.
So you want to do that before you have to pick them up in one of your ambulances?
Well, exactly. It's not. And even if we do have to pick them up in our ambulance, you know, we offer that the buprenorphine naloxone, so also known as Suboxone, right on scene for anyone suffering from opiate use. If they've been reversed with naloxone and put into that severe withdrawal, we want to be able to offer them treatment right away. And this is usually the first step into a long-term treatment program.
So if people are looking for that help and more information, do they reach out to you? Do they reach out to the health unit? Where do they go?
Well, for any sort of treatment, Canadian Mental Health Association and South Cochrane Addictions have amalgamated. So the first place to go for any sort of treatment is that. There are the services that we've partnered with at Timmins and District Hospital with the Addictions Withdrawal Management Team. These are the places that they need to go. And the unfortunate fact, that we may end up losing the Safe Health Site Timmins because of lack of funding from the province. You know, what people don't realize is that these are people that are getting treated, even though they're going to use it at that location. It's safe. It's a safe location, and they've saved many lives with this. And the other thing that people don't understand is that there are other medical services that are happening at that location. There's been so much emergency department
detour, the avoidance.
So it's the ED diversion that's happening there as well. There's patients that are getting treated for other things, wound management. And it's usually the first, one of the first steps as well to long-term treatment. The withdrawal addictions team has gone to that location to start people onto a long-term treatment program. So, you know, I think that the message has gotten mixed up over the last few months. And this is a vital service in our community.
Okay, is there anything you want to add to any of this?
The biggest thing is anyone that's using any sort of street drugs presently, just be safe, be careful. Don't use alone. Make sure you have naloxone on site, on hand, and ready to use, because we really don't know what's in those illicit street drugs right now, and it can be anything. We just want to keep people alive.